Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Adrian, my name is Paul Stubblefield.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on my account that I did order one of those little things that you had on TV on for free stuff. And I received two of them. And I decided, well, I won't fool calling you back. I'll just take it. But then he turned around and charged me a $59 deal for something that I didn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to know that I've taken your cancel a credit card. You won't get paid for that. So you take my name off this crap.
Yes, sir, Mr. Paul Stubblefield. I do apologize for the inconvenience. And just so that I get your account pulled up and further assist you, can you verify, Mr. Paul, your shipping address?
It's Murray, Kentucky. I know you probably haven't shipped anything else.
Yes, sir, can you verify your full address?
I don't care about, it's 2511 State Route 94 East.
Thank you. Okay, alrighty here. Okay, so allow me a few moments here to go ahead and get your account canceled out, okay? Okay, now have you received the watch or earbuds at all?
Have I received what?
The watch or the earbuds?
Yeah, I should receive both of those.
Okay.
I don't care for either one of them, but I wasn't going to return them. I'm just going to think this is a bad deal. But now then you charged me this other thing for whatever reason. $59 damn.
Yes, sir. So we actually didn't charge you. It was an attempt to charge you to $59.95.
Do what?
So you didn't get you never got charged for the $59.95. Your bank declined it. So the charges never went through for the $59.95.
That is right. They didn't.
Correct. Yes, sir. So you don't have that charge on your account?
No, I don't. It's not an account anymore.
Yes, sir. So we do ask that you do return the products. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to close out your account, and I'm going to put a 7-day extension on your account, and that gives you 7 days to return the product to us to keep from getting billed, okay?
Well,
and I'm going to provide you.
These other two products?
Yes, the fitness watch and earbuds, you have to return them back to us, and I'm going to provide you with the return address.
Okay.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready to jot down that address.
I'm ready.
All right, so it's going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. Mhm.
What is it? The zip code?
80239. 83209. Yes, sir. And 7 days from today is the 28th. So you have to the 28th to return those products back to us using that address. And I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number. And so basically you're going to put that address on there. And then on the inside of the box, I always tell my customer to make sure that we know who it came from. You're going to put your name, address, and the cancellation number that I'm going to provide to you, okay?
Okay.
All righty here. Bear me one moment here. All right. And I'm going to refund you the $14.95 from that shipping and handling that you was charged, okay, for those products. and just allow, and so you don't have to get the funds from your bank. You can let your bank that know that we already refunded you, okay?
Okay.
It just allows a few days for those that $14.95 to reflect on your bank account. It does take a couple of days, but it is refunded back to you. And just let me know when you're ready to jot down the cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so it's going to be C as in cat, A as in apple, B as in boy. The number 8, A as in apple, A as in apple. Elvis and Frank.
What?
Elvis and Frank.
Okay.
1210.
Okay.
All right. Allow me a few moments here. Let me just double check your account and make sure everything is good to go, okay? Can you verify your email address for me, please, Mr. Paul?
ERS. Bobo at yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. So what's going to happen is when once we receive the product in the, within the 7 days, our back office is going to email you and let you know that they have received your items. But you are good to go, and thank you for choosing customer support. Like I said it before, just make try to get those items out, you know, before the 7 days.
How am I supposed to send them?
You can send them through regular mail, or you can send them through UPS or FedEx. It's at your expense, as long as you put that address on the two part of the sending.
What do I address the letter to? Not just the address, but...
You just put the address on there. That's it. We'll know. It's just going to go straight to our warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. That's why I say on the inside of the box, you could take a piece of paper, put your name, address, and that cancellation number I gave you. And we'll know what to do with it from there.
Okay.
All right. And you're good to go, sir. And thank you for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.